MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovar. A student at the Roswell Job Corps Center, Rudolph Mesa, 23 of Silver City, has been charged with one count each of attempted criminal sexual penetration in the second degree of a child and criminal sexual contact of a minor in the fourth degree. A criminal complaint filed in Chavez County Magistrate Court against Mesa alleges he groped a 17-year-old fellow student and then tried to force her to perform sexual acts on him. Police obtained surveillance video from the area, which showed Mesa taking the victim by the wrist and leading her around the corner behind the patio area. No cameras were in the area where the incident occurred, but the video did show the victim running from around the corner, hiding behind the witnesses, and showed Mesa walking away from the area while adjusting his waistband. Magistrate James Mason set Mesa's bond at $25,000. He also ordered that Mesa not come within 1,000 feet of the victim or any witnesses in the case. Mesa remains housed at the Chavez County Detention Center. And around 300 volunteers are paying tribute to the victims of 9/11 through community service projects in Eunice and Hobbs as part of Urenco USA's 16th annual 9/11 Day of Service. On Saturday, more than 70 volunteers from Urenco USA were on hand to repair, paint, and update the landscaping at a Habitat for Humanity home in Hobbs, the first of 14 being prepared for new occupants in the area near Mills Elementary School. Urenco USA's September volunteer work also includes new furniture and fresh paint at Isaiah's Kitchen, which provides meals to those in need in Lee County, and improving the qualifying range for the Eunice Police Department with shade covers. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.